is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
I'm Irvis Kareem. You can find me on foursightsoflife.com website. You can also find me on foursightsoflife.com YouTube channel. And you can find me here, Irvis Kareem Speaks, on my podcast. We're going to talk about, so you want to get married for the second time. I was having a conversation with someone today, and they were asking me, you know, it's a lot of time people get into that second time of wanting to be with someone. But like I said in the last podcast, people have a checklist. People have a checklist. They feel that it's my time to do what I want to do now. I don't have to make no compromises for nobody else. I get it. But that puts that new person at a disadvantage. And it puts you at a disadvantage. Here you are in your early 30s, mid 30s, or even in your late 30s or your 40s, or even your 50s, trying to do it one more time. And you're on your second, possibly your third marriage. Your second, possibly your third serious relationship. And you're saying to yourself, this is what it's going to be like next time. If you're a man trying to find a woman for the second time or the third time, understand if the woman has children, he is at a disadvantage. Someone said to me, how? I said, first of all, from his point of view, just to name a few, those are not his children. He would like to be the children to those children because for some reason, during that season and moving forward, he wants to make you his present and his future. And those children are an extension of you. But some kind of way, during the relationship, most of the time, that woman lets him know that that's not his children. It's limitations on what he can say and what he can do. That's just facts. And with inside of himself, he knows that he can only say or do so much. Then, if there's a father around, then he's present, and those are his kids, he has to deal with that father and limitations that come with that father. So he's already at a disadvantage with speaking life into children that are not his. His presence and his wanting to grow and help them grow is limited based on what the other parent, aka mother, tells him what he can and can't say. I'm speaking from experience. Not once, twice. It never panned out to nothing like a marriage because it never got that far. It's only so much I could say and so much I could do. And I wasn't like told this in the beginning. I was told this somewhere in the beginning. You know, during conversations, during those moments that you have when it just happens to arise, dealing with their schoolwork, dealing with issues they might have had at school with parents, with teachers and other parents there, students, other adults, church, cousins, relatives, aunties, uncles, grandparents. He's at a disadvantage. But you don't think so until you realize he's at a disadvantage. But you, it's your moment, queen, to speak life into him, let him know that he's not at a disadvantage and you trust in him. You're going to work together with him. He chose you and those children. Now, you have chosen him as well. And I'm pretty sure he's on his second rodeo or third rodeo with a relationship just like you are. And you are accepting his children and the woman that comes in
his life. But I'm talking about the children that live with the mother. If the children live with the mother and he's coming into your life and you guys get a place together, or he moves in with you, or you move in with him, he has to take on you and those children that are staying there 24/7, every day, all day, every hour, every minute, every second. It's important to him what happens. It's important to him what you think, what's going to happen, good or bad, or in between with those children. It's up to you, Queen, to make him comfortable and know that he's not at a disadvantage. You in this together. So many times I've seen relationships fall right down, flat face, not even get started, because the woman has restrictions on that king, on what he can say and what he can't do. Now, the man and the woman have baggage they brought into this second and third relationship. It's not like it's bad, but you got baggage because you haven't unpacked. You haven't unpacked your bags. You haven't changed out your bags. You haven't exchanged your clothes. You haven't decided to lose weight and actually get rid of those clothes that don't fit no more. You're trying to make him fit into them old clothes that you still have packed in your bags. You're trying to make her fit your clothes, fit your shoe size. That's what you're trying to do, King. You're trying to have her put on your hat when it's a man's hat. You're trying to have her put on your boxers, your briefs, but you don't even wear those. Huh? Where is it that people can think they can allow and make being the visuals fit their idea of a person, of a being? Do you know they were someone individually, and they still are, before they even come one, joined up together as a partnership, as mates? Too many times we have come in in a new relationship knowing that it's going to be different. You and he had came different. You ain't gonna allow what to happen in the past the first time happen again. You're not really having grace on each other. Think about it. Most likely, she has a place. He has a place. Most likely, she has a ride, if not two. He has a ride, if not two. Most likely, he has a job. She has a job. She might have a business and he has a business. Most likely, you already have your medical insurance. Most likely, you most have car insurance. You got bills. You got life. You already have bills that are tied into only you. And here someone now comes in, now that you're established. He and she, both of y'all established, and y'all want to come together. It's a lot of control. It ain't innocent like it was when you were 17 going on 18, 18 going on 19, in your 20s going on 24, 25, and you meet somebody for the first time, and you still trying to figure it out, and you don't even have a house, let alone a pot to piss in the window to throw it out of. You catch it? You don't even have a house that has a window for a pot that you haven't purchased, because you have no stove, so you can't piss in that pot because you have no window to throw it out of. Catch it. Stay with me. So when you're young, you don't have these things established. You ain't on your second, third, fourth car. You now understand what insurance and medical is. You understand what it means to be grown and pay your bills monthly, weekly, so you can make sure everything is even and chill and kill. You understand that. And here's somebody now that has smitten you, that has hit, you've been hit by the what? The bow and arrow. Now you want something with them, and they want something with you. But here comes your egos. Here comes the pride. You ain't even thinking about that this is an individual that's been through some things, just like you've been through some things. You forgot who they were when you met them for the first time and they put a smile on your face. They changed your life. They had to pause and slow down for that moment just to see them. And now you let the ways of the wicked world, the U.S. with debt and credit, things that you have went through with someone else from the past, and you still have it packed up from the past, and you ain't unpacked your past, and now your future's right there, but she's living in your past, because you're forcing them to live in your past, both of you. So how is individuals that are established gonna have now grace for each other to actually what? Move together with each other. How? That part. You have everything. You've been through it with the queen already, or another queen, two queens. You already been through it with the king, two queens. You already been through some narcissistic drama that you don't want to happen no more in your life. You've been through it. You're not about to let somebody else do, come in and almost simulate and do the same thing, but you're not even giving them a chance. They got some work to do. Both parties got some work to do, client. I heard somebody tell me one time, that person can't, I like it that they got their own place, all these men, and I got my place. Only thing they can maybe do for me, if they want to move in together, they got to move in with me and they got to stay in another room. Wow. And they were serious. I don't need to give up my control. I don't need to give up what I built. I don't need to be under somebody's thumb telling me I need to do this and do that. I can do bad by myself and I can do great by myself. This is how it is. Everybody just now getting a piece of somebody. Having your peace in your home by yourself with nobody else, and God ain't even present. You ain't even living in your truth. God that lives in you ain't even coming out. You ain't even living in your actual spirituality. Your spiritual journey is dead. You living in the actual flesh state journey, USA journey. You living on man's journey. You forgot how to make someone smile, how to feel, how to connect. You don't want to actually go there to allow them to control you, because they might try to what? Control you. Everybody's trying to control each other. The percentage of getting married is less than 30%. The percentage of staying married is less than 40%. Where are those yesterdays? Where are those real promises? Where are those serious moments with one another that they saw one another? Everybody's too big to fail. Everybody's too big to yield and be humble with one another. Everyone can't be kind enough and what it's called, vulnerable enough to just lay their head on their chest, their shoulder, their pillow. You want to know if they own the pillow and if they bought the pillow for you and I together. You want to know how large their bank account is? You want to know how long they stayed at their job? You want to know how long how much debt they is? You want to know what their FICO score is? You want to know exactly where they lay their head and if they are the owner or not a renter, or if it's an apartment, a townhouse, condo, or actually full-blown ass house. That's what you want to know. Wow. This is what we're dealing with today. A lot of control. But I'm going to tell you right now, you have to let that unpacked suitcase go. You got to drive it somewhere and throw it over a cliff. You got to get rid of it. You got to be done with it. You got to start anew. You got to be ready for your blessing. Because when it comes, you got to be able to see it. Can you see it? Some of y'all have gotten individuals come in your life, a queen or a king, multiple times, and you didn't see it. Knocked on your door and you let it pass you by. Wow, you didn't see love come your way. Like I said, you don't choose love. Love chooses you. Because what? God is love and love is God. You got to start being selfless, not selfish. Unpack your bags and get rid of your past. Urbis Crew.